We're talking with legendary coach Dewayne Webster here with us on WTLS, the wake-up call. If you will, let's go back. You said you just played 1 year of football, but you played basketball as well. Can you go back and tell us about your relationship with Coach O'Brien and how that kind of came about?
Well, my first tenure at Towson was when I was in the seventh grade. We had just moved, and my mother and my brother Charles and my sister Carolyn had moved with my mother down on the River Road. She had left my father, and we lived down there about 2 weeks. And I was in school over at Tallahassee at the seventh grade. Mr. Little was my shop teacher. That goes way back. And Carolyn and Charles were in the East Towson School. That went through the sixth grade at that time. And police came to the schools and got bothered. My father had killed my mother and he killed himself. That was back in 1943.
Wow.
That was in November. And then we had three older sisters, and they each took one of us. And I went with Thelma, my sister Thelma Golden, to Real Town. I went through most of the seventh grade to the 11th grade at Real Town. Excuse me. But I was having a hard time because me and my brother-in-law couldn't get along too well. And I had a lot of friends that took me in from time to time. And my last 3 years, I lived with a different family, 10th, 11th, and 12th grade. And the 12th grade was Emory Daniel and his wife, Frances, Mary Frances, and Carville. She was a Pemberton. And somebody had made arrangement for me to get us work in the mill from 6 o'clock to 10 o'clock in the morning, which I did. I was making 80 cents an hour for 4 hours every morning, and I'd get to school about 11 o'clock and do my classes. Fortunately, I had did some extra classes at Real Time, so I didn't have to take many classes here. And I played football and basketball. I'd never played football before. I was a pretty good basketball player. I had made the All County at Real Town the year before. And I made All District, me and Jackie Williams, at Towson my senior year, which was a big honor. Back then, because it was in districts. There might be 20 or 25 teams in a district. Yeah. And we went to the state tournament, played Murphy in the first round. We got beat by about 3 or 4 points. And back then, of course, he was a basketball coach also.
Coach O'Brien, obviously. Yeah. That was your senior year again, the 12th grade year you came to Tallahassee. Your first year here, first year of football and play basketball, Coach O'Brien coaching both.
Right.
So talk about that connection with Coach O'Brien. He kind of took you under his wing, didn't he?
Well, you know, he was just a good person. I mean, he might be a better person than he was a coach. Some people say that, you know, it all goes together.
Yeah.
And he kind of took me under his wing because I was – country boy comes to the city. And there was a few little people on the football team didn't like country boys. So I had to go through a little harassment, nothing major.
Yeah.
And they were tased, and I wished I had one out there. Because I thought I knew what football was about until I actually got out there. I had always wanted to try to play, and they didn't have the opportunity at Real Town. because we didn't have a team.
Yeah. What year was this?
48, 49.
This would have been right after the winning streak for Coach O'Brien, right? Yeah. So what position did you play in football?
End, tight end.
Yeah. Both ways, offense and defense?
Yeah.
Yeah. After your time here at Tallahassee, as a player, you went to into the military, right, in the service?
Joined the Air Force when I was in high school. In June of 1949, Korean War broke out in 1950, early summer 1950. And I had just finished radio school, and I was, my MOS was 39950, which was a flight radio operator. I was on the cargo planes, big planes, and we flew the Korean Air for the Korean airlift, they called it, out of Seattle, Washington, on McCord Air Force Base, which is really Tacoma, but they jammed up together. And we did that for a year and a half, and then I was transferred to Japan. And I spent the last 9 months of my Air Force career. Career boy was over in the early 53. So I was in there almost from start to finish. And I got discharged, messed around a while, went out to California for a couple of weeks, see some friends I had made while I was in the Air Force. Came back home, started school at Auburn on the GI Bill. I was $105 a month. And got a $25 increase when Vera and I married in November of 53.
Met her at school there? You were there, Vera, at Auburn when y'all met, right?
No, we met here at Tallahassee.
Oh, you did?
While he was still again, I worked in the cotton mill all the time I was going to Auburn. And sometimes I'd work 4 hours, sometimes 8 hours, sometimes I'd work in the cough room, and I'd work on the weekends. I'd be the only one in the cough room. I guess somebody was trying to help me out again.
When you got through at the mill, and in school, I guess, at Auburn, you graduated, you decided you want to go into coaching? Is it a sure thing yet when I get through with school?
I started out at Auburn in March of 53. And it's on the quarter system, man. Auburn was.
Yeah.
And tuition was unbelievable, $45 a quarter.
How things have changed.
But we carpooled. Most of us, in fact, I think all of us were veterans living in the Tallahassee area. We'd each drive a week. And most of the time, we were through by 12. And drove back, and then I'd go to the mill at 2 o'clock. Work sometime 8 hours, sometime just 4. And
well, did you start out, did you plan to be a coach when you went to Auburn?
No. I was going to major in accounting. But I had played a lot of athletics while I was in the Air Force. And of course, I had done it in high school too. My sports was always important to me. But anyway, after I think it's Phil Court, I told B-Rob, I said, well, I changed my mind. I'm going to go into coaching. And I switched. And fortunately, I didn't lose any hours. Because some of them applied in that field, and some of them could do what you call extras.
Mm-hmm.
And I graduated in December of 56. But I started coaching at Real Town in August of 56.
You were still a student when you became the coach at
Real Town.
I was
still a student, yeah. Although I wasn't in school, because I had loaded up my hours that quarter.
Yep.
And 23 was the most you could take. But I was doing a home study, 5 points, so I couldn't return in but 3 points of that. And as soon as the quarter was over, I turned it in, and I had, but my graduation was then in December.
Yeah, when you got the job at Real Town, you were interested in basketball, right? And they wanted a football coach and a basketball coach, but I guess he ended up being both.
Well, I had actually agreed verbally to take a job at Wee-Dowie as basketball coach and sister football, because I felt like I was more qualified. I didn't feel like I was qualified to coach football. I never played but 1 year. Fortunately, I got to play under one of the best that ever was. So. But that's the way it happened. But had a group of men there that Real Town's athletic program was terrible. They hadn't won but one game and tied one in the last 3 years before I went there. And the basketball wasn't any better. And I told them they kept bugging me to take the job at Real Town. I said, I just don't feel qualified. I don't feel comfortable doing that. But anyway, they finally convinced me to do it. So I went to work.
How long did you do football and basketball together?
9 years, and then I took a break for basketball, and then in my last basketball season, I coached in 1969 and 70, which was my last year when I was at Real Time before I came to Tulsa.
Talk about that, the chance that you got to come back. You did play at Tallahassee. You did go to school at both when you were a student, but Tallahassee contacted you, wanted you to take the job. Was Coach O'Brien any part of that and you getting the position, or how did that come about for you?
I actually have no idea if he had anything to do with it or not. Mr. Little and Mike MacArthur, principal.
Yes.
They came to see me. And then I went down to see them, and I more or less took the job on that second meeting, which was at Tallahassee.
What was it that convinced you to take it? Because you were very successful at Real Town. Your 14 seasons, won 98 football games, an undefeated season your final year there before the Tallahassee job. What was it that said, all right, I think I want to come here and coach?
Well, money was a big part of it.
I figured that. Sometimes that has something to do with it, doesn't it?
I had been successful at Real Town. I thought I deserved more money than I was getting. I wasn't getting my $500 a month to coach.
Mm-hmm.
Coach all, both football and basketball. And at Tallahassee, I got a good raise, and had a nice place to live for $40 a month. That's when I was in old teachers. And it was, but they had had a good team the year before I took over. Like they went 8-2. And, but most of that team graduated. We went 4-6 the first year, which wasn't too bad, considering the schedule we had to play.
Yeah.
Then the next 2 years were awful. 1 win each. Then we won 4 again my last year. And I could see the what had come was coming in when we were going to be better. But we still, the schedule was too tough.
What was it? I mean, it just wasn't talent to schedule, maybe? Was it that didn't correlate the victories?
It was going back to old times, the good times. See, Coach O'Brien spoiled everybody.
Yep. No doubt about that.
But he, like a lot of other schools at that time, had a lot of veterans coming back and playing. And that was, I mean, they had some real good ones. And then you had players, a few every now and then come in from somewhere else, I guess because, I have no idea, but because they wanted to play under a good coach or something, maybe might help them get a scholarship. Or, I don't know that, but I'm just guessing a little bit.
So after you coached at Tallahassee, you were here for 4 years.
I coached for two years.
You took a couple of years off. So how did it come about? You obviously get to go back to Real Town and finish out your career.
Well, I went to work in the mill as a apprentice supervisor. I was they were going to put me in the supervisor capacity. And I worked there about 6 months. And then I got to start getting started laying people off. And I could see what was going to happen. So I went looking, got a job over at Smith Station for 2 weeks teaching 8th grade and some PE courses. And then T.C. Britton was who had been the coach at Smith Station, a very successful coach. He had moved up to superintendent. And he gave me a job over at Waukesha Junior High School, just between Auburn and between Opelika and Smith Station. Then his coach in high school was a superintendent at Elmore County. And Jack Ray was his name. He was a good coach, but he had become superintendent. And he, his drive ahead teacher, Hammock, he got a job working with the state, but they wouldn't release him until he found somebody to take his place. And because the two superintendents got together, and I went to Wade Tompkins then as the drive ahead teacher for the rest of that year. Then I came back to Real Town and taught the 4th and 6th grades because I didn't like driving to over that far every day. And that was my favorite year of teaching.
Teaching the kids, the young kids, yeah.
then Coach Gilliland left Real Town. Me and Mr. Nix asked me if I was interested in the job again. I said, yeah. And we got even better.
The rest is history. Yeah, from there, you even better, because you were really good the first stretch there, but it did improve, and you ended up making a state championship, making another one, and winning one at the end. An incredible career, which became a Hall of Fame career for you. Could you imagine you'd have that road? Because it is an interesting circuitous route to get to where you were. Think about it. You know, Real Town, Tennessee. Didn't know if you're going to coach again, back to Real Town, and then the way it went after that.
Yeah, my record at Towson wasn't very good at all. But that's water over the dam.
Yeah.
You take the bad with the good.
It did go very well. I do want to talk about the matchup between the two that did come about. Is there any time when you were at Tennessee or Real Town that the talk was around that we might try to play a game between each other? Did it ever come up? And was there a reason why it never happened until 1984 when you became the coach again over at Real Town?
In my mind, a few times, I kind of wish we did, and mainly because of the money. A game like Tennessee would pay Real Town's athletic pro for the year. Steve McCoy, do you remember him?
Yes.
He coached there in 84.
He became the coach in 1984. Mark Rice was the coach 83. And then Steve came in 84, the first time Tennessee and Real Town played.
Oh, that year we went to 2A.
That's
when
right.
They went to what new classification.
Sixth classification.
They went to sixth classification.
That's right.
I know. We played Towson that year. Who was your coach the year before that?
Mark Rice.
Yeah. He's the one that started it. He approached me about us playing.
Mm-hmm.
And then Steve McCoy came on board as coach.
What was it like getting that game on the schedule for people around Tennessee and Real Town? I'm sure there was a lot of hype and interest when they knew it was going to finally happen.
I played Towson that year, Elmore County, which we played for a number of years. And Dave, I didn't play Dave when I was coaching the first 14 years, but they had picked one another up while I was at Tennessee. I played Dave while I was at Tennessee. He was one of the few people I beat a couple of times.
You had a pretty good record at Real Town versus Tennessee. Now, the first game went to Tennessee here in Tennessee, 36-21.
I was 3-1 against them.
Yep, you won the next three.
And then I understand they've been this tied.
Yeah, 16 years, 8-8 is the record between each other. Yeah, right. So it's been even. It's been a great rivalry as far as competitive value on that. What do you think about it coming back now that it's going to happen again?
Well, I'm kind of glad in one way. I just hope they don't let things get out of hand. That's what happened last time. According to Coach O'Neill and some other people, fans got too involved. You know, over-involved. I hope it works out because it's good for both schools.
I want to talk about when you had your final year, the state championship year, 1987, 15-0 season, and you decide to retire, and there's really not a better way to go out than a perfect year and a state title. So were you thinking about a state, you know, during that state championship year about retirement? Did that make that decision for you? How did that come about?
Beaver and I had told Beaver that was probably going to be my last year for the school. For school
you started. Told him then, huh? No? They told you, okay.
No, I was tired.
You were, okay.
I was assistant principal, and I coached basketball again that one year. The principal asked me to do it. We had a very good year. We came within 1 point of the state tournament. We won 23 games and lost 4. And O'Neill was my freshman point guard. And I had 4 seniors in the other starting lineup. We had a good team. So I went out on a bang, but I had really made my mind up to retire. in the spring of '88, which was my last year.
Yeah.
We were having spring training. We'd been out there a few days, and I told Coach O'Neill and Coach Salmon, I said, y'all finish the day out. I said, I got to go to Dayville. I went up to see the superintendent. Had a big conversation with him, and I recommended Coach O'Neill for the job then. Coach Hammond did not want to be the head coach. He was seniority-wise, he would have been. But Coach O'Neill had come on in 78 season. So
88, so yeah, 88.
And of course, you know, he's in the Hall of Fame.
He's
too.
In the Hall of Fame like you are.
Yeah. We got Coach Johnson there now. We got to get him in the Hall of Fame.
You got to do that if you're going to be a real town coach, yeah.
If you want to be winners, you have to have coaches like Coach Hammonds and Coach
No doubt. The supporting cast helps as well. You talk about being inducted into the high school Hall of Fame, the HSAA Hall of Fame, and what that means to you to get that.
It meant a lot to me. Coach Dan Washman was the executive secretary at that time. And he called me one night. My name was put in the year before. I didn't remember, in 93. But they didn't pick me that year. It was the next year, the 94, which was the fourth year of the Hall of Fame. Coach O'Brien, you know, was in the first year.
Mm-hmm.
I think he was voted the top coach. And then in 85, they had a coaches poll. I was picked for the 2A coach of the year, which I think was a mistake. I think there was other coaches that deserved that better than I did, because they had won more games and won more championships. But anyway, I didn't turn it down.
When did they name the stadium after you? When did your name go up on the stadium? Do you remember that? When it became?
In 82.
82.
When we had built the new stadium.
And it was became Nix Webster Stadium. Now it's Nix Webster O'Neill Stadium. So, yeah. And you now have a name of a highway after yourself as well.
Yeah, I was a mayor of a big fish prize. I think some of my ex-players have got involved in that. Well, I know they did.
Yeah, Highway 120 is now.
But I didn't know anything about it. And the sad thing, when we were having the program about it, my hearing is so bad, people getting up there talking, I didn't even know what they were saying. I didn't know what I was getting. Until we went out to the one that got hung up there now, waiting for the state to put in.
Then you figured it out, huh? So you made the state championship game two times. I did want to kind of touch on that a little bit. The 84 team was so close to a state title. Talk about that team as well.
Well, the 84 team won the title, too. We just had a biased official.
They won it. They just missed.
The 85 team went 12-1, and we should have been state champions that year, at least played for it, but we slipped up third game in the playoff, got beat 14-7.
And then you do win it in 87, officials and all aside.
We went 86 and went to the semifinals. So in a four-year period there, we were 51-6.
Now, incredible record. The 87 team that went 15-0, you only allowed 15 points in the regular season. Only three teams scored on you in the season, and then, of course, you swept the playoffs. It's just an unbelievable dominant team that you had there.
Yeah, we went coach Bird at Elmore County. He won the state championship in 4A. We beat him.
Yeah, you really could have said you were the 4A title holder too, because you beat Elmore County 28-0, and they ended up winning the 4A state championship that year. Yeah. What's it like when you finally get the championship? Like, and you did beat Winston County for the state title 9-7. What's that like to win that championship?
Well, it was up at Double Springs, Winston County. They had upset the week before, Hazelwood.
Mm-hmm.
They had a very good team. And Coach Hammond got sick on me. I mean, he was sick. But they rode him in a car. He came. He made sure he got there. But we scored 9 points the first half. They scored 7. That's the way it wound up.
How'd you score? Was it touchdown and a safety, or what? How did you get your 9?
Field goal and a
you
touchdown.
Kicked the field goal in the game.
Scott Mothers kicked the field goal. He was my kicker that year.
That's the difference in the game.
Second half, they kept the ball on us most of the second half. We played defense second half like we had never played it before, although we played it good.
Mm-hmm.
But Coach Hammond was in charge of defense. And when he got through looking at the tapes at you, you was in trouble. He was one of the best, if not the best. Well, he was certainly the best real time I ever had. As putting in a game plan on defense. And he and his Coach O'Neill worked together. Coach O'Neill worked the secondary. And Coach Hammond worked the other part. I had 2 good sister coaches for 10 years. It was fun time. We got along well. And 85, going back to 85, when I was selected as 2A coach, not only just that year, but up to that time. I was also selected in the top 20 all time, me and Coach Bert both. You know, we had some excellent teams, won 3 state championships. We used to play a lot of golf together. We were good friends. I was good, but most of the coaches that I coached against, we wound up being good friends.
30 years in the coaching business and a whole lot of wins, 218 over that time. So since the retirement, do you still keep up a whole lot? I know you still watch some games. What's it been like on that side of it?
Oh, my grandson played at St. James. I moved to Montgomery when my son-in-law came down with the Lou Gehrig's disease, Brad Christian.
Right.
Whom I coached while I was at Towson. He was a 10th grader when I left. They were living in Montgomery then. And he worked for the power company. He was supervisor of all the crews, underground crews.
And
And
Deane, he just coached his grandson after that. Didn't you, Deane? You coached Chase. You had a lot of fun just coaching Chase in your remaining years of coaching. All of your remaining years in coaching, you coached your grandson, didn't you?
Yeah, when he was 10, 11 years old,
yeah,
I coached him. We had another guy coached Youth League.
I know what you're talking about. Was that the most fun of all the years of getting to do that, maybe, or a lot of memories?
Chase, that's his name, Chase Christian. He was a very good basketball player and football player. And he just got married this past Saturday.
Yeah, how about that? Yeah.
He's 31 years old.
29.
29. Yeah. And he's on his honeymoon now. He's due back tomorrow.
Did you see how his eyes light up?
He works for the power company.
Right.
The Southern Company now.
Yep.
He's a energy trader.
Well, Coach, this has been a real pleasure for me. I sure appreciate your time and kind of strolling down memory lane with some of the great stories that you have to tell over your career.
Well, Michael,
Coach,
it's great to be with you. I'm sorry I was a little more, but my memory is not as good as it used to be.
That's pretty good. When you were reeling off all those names, I couldn't do that, I guarantee you. So, Coach, thanks again. It's good to talk to you. Take care. Coach Duane Webster with us here on the Wake Up Call.